Well, apologies for that. The jingles machine seems to have finally collapsed on us. Well, we thought before we close the station down, we'd just say a few words about the equipment that we're using and thank a few people that needed thanking. So I think we'll go straight over to Dave Carter for a little bit of technical information. Dave?
Right, hi there. Well, all this at the studio, we had six stereo sources, two mics, an AKG D202 for most of the time, and a Shure Unidyne 3 for news and guest DJs and things like that. Most of the music came from a couple of Garrard SB25 Mark III's record decks, fitted with respectively M55E and M75 cartridges. The jingle machine we used was a Lindsley Hood cassette deck. Also, an Akai GXC 46D cassette machine was used as an alternative program source. All these sources were combined in a purpose-built stereo mixer with a novel pre-fade listen system and peak reading BU meeting. Stereo encoding was performed using a mono-compatible modulated subcarrier system, i.e. the Stereo Gnome. On VHF, the transmitter used a power of 50 watts RF into a half-wave dipole at a non-optimum site. Frequency normally was 96.1 MHz and checked about halfway through the week to be 96.07 after complaints that the frequency was high. Deviation was normally 75 kHz peak. Audio processing was not employed. On medium wave, high-level amplitude modulation was used with a carrier power of 25 watts RF. Despite inefficient aerial systems, the medium wave signal was good and heard throughout Bangor. Anyway, thanks to all those who loaned and built equipment for the occasion, especially John Lyons, John Stevens, and special thanks to Jolly Roger from me. Cheers from Dave Carter.
Thank you, Dave. Well, I'd like to echo thanks to all the engineers, in particular those mentioned, and also I think we should thank Jolly Roger and John Simons who've made this all possible, and also thanks to Kai for keeping me going anyway. I'd like to also thank George and Ringo for being very long-suffering and providing cups of coffee and occasional pieces of toast and things for various DJs, and I'd like to thank the various other people around for putting up with disruption in their living conditions. Also like to thank the very, very hard-working members of the news team. We have a big cheer for them. Well, I think perhaps the best thing to do is to get all the DJs to say bye-bye in turn, in order of appearance. So if somebody can swing a microphone over to Kipper there. And Kipper McRae. He had a very hard job on the first programme on BRBS this year.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. When I got here, the mixer was unlabeled. I didn't know what was working. The decks weren't set up. It kept on miscuing. You heard the slip mat. I played the slip mat a couple of times. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'd like to do it again next year.
Thank you.
And by the way, thanks goes to David, my campaign manager, for all those votes. Well done, David.
OK, Andy Lyle.
Oh, can I have the microphone?
Well, it might help, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll get up. Yeah, where is he? Oh! Stop treading on me cans.
Can we write that down? Yeah, hi fans, or ta-ra fans, I've been on the breakfast show and I had to get up early and excuse the cans falling on the microphone, and I'll just hit the microphone with my runners-up mallet. There, how's that? And who's next? Rick Pato's next. Rick Pato.
Dick P.
Dick P, yes.
Well, despite all that's happened to me this week, and believe me, I've gone through it, I'm actually alive and fit and standing here in the studio, and I haven't...
You are Rick Pato! You played my prize!
You are Rick Pato, I played my prize.
Well, I've got the mullet, I won it in the end. Thanks very much for everyone who voted for me and listening and things.
Fools.
Next! Okay. Next is Greg's musical box, but
he's not
Greg's gone home to go to bed, so he sends his most profuse apologies and thanks you very much for listening to him and putting up with him. Okay, Diane Rent, where are you, lads?
I'll speak in your mic here.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, are you going to say goodnight, Rent?
Goodnight, Rent. And I do want to say that if you're not very careful, we'll be back next year.
Yes. Thanks to Rick Peel. Casso for putting up to us. We are sorry for what we said, actually.
Lies.
Right. Well, James Stewart, what are you going to say?
Boo. I'd like to thank everyone for suffering my programme. No, I probably won't be back next year if my academic work goes at the same rate. I only wish I was interested in the academic work as much as I was interested in BRBS. Thank you very much for suffering me.
Okay, over to John Collins. We nearly forgot him.
I thought I was being forgotten then. Yeah, it's been great fun. They're a great crowd, really, despite the infighting. And it really is a good laugh, as Stuart says. James says. It's about to... some of us will have to get back down to academic work next week for a change. But it really is great fun. Enjoyed doing it. Hope you've enjoyed listening.
The news team, of course.
Go on, the news
team. Have a last word from the news
Mike
team.
Mike can reach.
Who's got my pen?
You start, Chris.
We've all had to work very hard in the newsroom, as we were all told earlier on. Getting up so early in the morning, 3.5 mornings a week. That sounds impossible.
Same, I must say, we have enjoyed it. Special thanks from me to Christopher for introducing me to this rowdy mob in here. And also to the three long-suffering people in my house who've had to put up with me getting up at 6:30 in the morning to record the news.
I would just also like to say thank you, believe it or not, to all those DJs who haven't been all that rude to us this year. Last year we were the Rick Pattos of this station. with the diarrhea comments on our grotty tapes and my alarm clock and things like this. I think that just about is it. Is there anybody else?
What about George? Let's have a word from
George. George.
Hey lad, mubble at trill.
Oh, I don't think I'll have to say anything. Everybody else seems to be doing it.
But what happened to all our coffee then?
Yeah, you owe me about 6 cups of coffee, actually.
Well, you keep complaining about the coffee, you see, never getting any. But I did tell them that all requests have to go into the rag pigeonhole in the student's union. And this wasn't complied with. Yeah. Well, I'd like to say thanks for...
Bonk!
I just got bonked. Yeah, bar gum.
Does he really talk like
that? You can't see the strings, can you?
Yeah, I think I'll have to shut up actually, because everyone else seems to be doing the talking. Get off!
Why don't you make a cup of tea?
Yeah. Or a cup of coffee.
Some money in the meter.
Right, well,
coffee's a Mickey thump.
Before we finally close down, I'd like to say a big thank you to all the listeners and... to all of you who've sent in letters and requests. In fact, I'd like to read out a couple of requests, a couple of letters actually here. The first one is addressed from 11 the Crescent, Upper Bangor. And it's dated Wednesday. It says, "We would like to congratulate you all on BRBS for producing such entertaining shows. We've placed most of your spoken words on cassette, so appreciate the clicks we so often hear on your jingles. Being non-students, we've been trying to decode some of your student messages, and this has made the programme all the more interesting. Did we hear you say you were going on for another week? We have really enjoyed your shows. Regards from S.A. and O.R. Jones." And the second one says, "Dear Diane Rent and all the DJs at BRBS." Silence, scum. "I want to thank you all for giving us BRBS and doing it so entertainingly. And thank you also for all the requests you have played for me and my family. Please play one more request and dedicate it to yourselves. Also to Linda, Jill, Michael and a whole list of people, which I'm sure Diane Rent have capably done. Yes. Bye BRBS until next year and thanks again, Rosemary." Well, we hope that you've enjoyed all the programmes that we've put out, and we've tried our best against opposition and difficulties within the group and difficulties of bits of apparatus and
Rick
people
Pato.
Appointing and Rick Pato and people are pointing to the clock and it's 12:59 and we ought to be closing down at 1. So really there's nothing else to say except
bye
bye and
see you.
See you there later.
Bye for now.
Good day, mate.
Fucking great Dave Gibson.
Yes. Nice round of apathy, please, for Dave Gibson.
Dave Gibson. Can we thank everyone for all the official assistance that we've been given this week?
Yes, I think something needs to be said. Something for the non-interference from official sources.
Give him the mic. He wants to say something.
Does he want to say something? Yes. Go on, James, say a word.
No, there are amongst the people we have thanked tonight, there are a lot of people that we haven't mentioned for various reasons, amongst college people and various other bodies that we don't want to say anything about. We thank you all, official and non-official, for the help that you've given BRBS, which is, after all, the Brangarag Broadcasting System, which broadcasts primarily to promote rag events. We thank you for this.
Yeah, that's enough. Just give me time to cue this jingle.
He's finished. Oh, keep
your
after him.
Right, it's 1 o'clock. We're into injury time now.
He's got lovely hands, hasn't he?
Are we going to hear a jingle?
We're going to hear a jingle.
Is it Dave Simons?
You are out, man.
Eh? Is it I don't know.
We'll try fading the tape up.
Really uptight. You're not going to play Rhino Records.
No. I think
shame.
We've got to close down now, so bye for another year. All rise, gentlemen.
Transmitter situated near Bangor in North Wales. This is BRBS. This transmission is in stereo on a nominal carrier frequency of 96.1 MHz in the VHF sound broadcast band. Reception reports concerning this transmission will be much appreciated and should be addressed to BRBS, Students' Union, Darnielle Road, Bangor, in the county of Gwynedd. This is BRBS from Bangor.